So we are continuing with batch number 3 of local news and features. It's Tim and Uta. It's Update Talking News Stoke. So headlines for you. We have 4 stories in this batch. So my headlines are North Staffordshire school warning as dog poo constantly found on grounds, and council imposes 30-month roadwork ban around Stoke Station. And over to Uta. Her headlines are...
Thank you, Tim. It's the time running out to have your say on plans for 18,000 homes in Stoke-on-Trent. New homes. And we have the inside newest Neil Morrissey pub with old plume of feathers chef Bruce in charge.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear about that because I used to love that pub. The food was very
nice.
I'm sure Uta's been there too.
Location is good as well.
Yeah, then. Because Uta's a bit of a foodie. Okay, so my first story for you now is North Staffordshire School warning as dog poo is constantly found on the grounds. School leaders have asked dog owners not to walk their pets across the grounds due to the amount of dog poo being found. Staff at Leek Westwood College say when it's put in a bin, squirrels are getting it back out again. Now the school has penned a letter to the community asking that dogs are not walked on the site at all. Meanwhile, families have also asked if they must come onto the site to only do so in available areas and outside the school day. But leaders concede that there has been uncertainty and inconsistency over access to the site. The latest message over the grounds comes due to the health and safety risk being posed by dog poo. A letter to the community states, "We're extremely proud of the beautiful campus and appreciate that there may be times when the community is able to enjoy this unique environment and the natural surroundings that make our site special. We also value the supportive school community that Westwood College has. However, we must address a concern that directly affects the health and safety and well-being of our students and staff. Recently, and this seems to be increasing in frequency, there have been several instances where dog feces have been found on school grounds. This poses a health and safety risk to students and staff and disrupts the calm and positive learning environment we strive to maintain. In addition to this, the large squirrel population on site often means that when dog waste is disposed of in our school bins, squirrels bring it back out when they're looking for food. To help us protect our students and staff, we kindly ask for your cooperation with the following. Please do not walk dogs on school sites. If you must come onto the school site, please only do so in the available areas and outside of the school day, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The letter adds, "We recognise that there has been some uncertainty and inconsistency regarding access to our site and communication about it in the past. We are committed to improving this and ask for your understanding as we work together in the best interest of our students. Thank you for your support and cooperation in helping us maintain a safe and welcoming environment for everyone at Westwood College in Leek." So over to Uta, who's going to do her first story for us in batch number 3.
What about picking up the dog poo and putting it in a proper dog bin, dog poo bin, where squirrels can't open the lid?
Well, that's what I mean. You know, it's a bit ill-conceived, really, isn't it?
I mean, maybe they shouldn't walk anyway through the schoolyard or across the school, but...
Well, what they're basically saying, what they should just basically saying is that no dogs allowed on school grounds because they've gone round and round in circles to actually, without actually saying that. But yeah, if they said that no dogs are allowed, but then people would ask, well, why aren't dogs allowed? So they've had to explain why dogs are not allowed. Yeah. It was quite amusing that, like, I was having all these little visual pictures in my head of these animated squirrels kind of sort of popping in bins and, like, sort of knocking the poo out while they were trying to find a cheese and onion sandwich or something.
Yeah, blame it on the squirrels. Never mind. So, and time is running out to have your say on plans for 18,000 homes in Stoke-on-Trent. Yes, time is running out for residents to have their say on future development plans for Stoke-on-Trent, and concerns have been raised about how proposals have been communicated to the wider public. The consultation on the draft local plan, which sets out potential locations for future housing and employment space in the years up to 2040, closes on Monday, well, October the 20th. It's always a bit difficult with the times when we mention that and the dates. The plan aims for more than 18,000 new homes to be built in the city over a 20-year period to meet targets set by the government. But concerns have been raised by several communities about the level of housing proposed in their areas, particularly on sites previously classed as Greenbelt land. Stoke-on-Trent City Council has hosted a series of drop-in events for residents across the area since the consultation opened on September the 8th, with the last session being held at Packmore Ormiston Academy on Tuesday, October the 14th. By October the 1st, the authority had received around 200 written representations in response to the consultation. Members of the council's housing, regeneration and operations overview and scrutiny committee heard at their latest meeting. Members were given an update on the progress of the local plan. Principal Planning Policy Officer Tom Lewis told the meeting that following the draft plan consultation, the publication stage was expected to take place around April 2026. "We will have to go through the comments to make changes where necessary," he said. "It will go out to the public to give them another chance to comment at that stage." Submission of the plan for examination is due in November 2026. No doubt we will have modifications as part of that. Once the examiner is happy and has come back, we can then adopt the plan at full council. But committee member Councillor Laura Carter said, "I'm disappointed with the communications that have gone out on this. I don't think we have done the communications well enough for the residents in the city. I would like to see going forward some explanatory video. You have explained everything today in a way I understand. Who doesn't have a planning background? Could we have some more stuff going forward, like animations of areas where we can or can't build on sites? I think people would like to see a video you having a conversation. What's happening is we have enabled certain community groups to monopolize on that situation. It could cause certain people not to interact with the consultation as well as they could do." Councillor Diane Williams said, "We have to remember the reading age of the city is 9 years old on average." Councillor Chris Robinson, Cabinet Member for Housing, Planning, Improvement and Governance said, "We take on board what Councillor Carter has said. We will start simplifying the message, and I think me and Tony," which is McGovern, Director for Investment Delivery and Growth, "can rustle up a video." Committee Vice Chair Councillor Laura Davison said, "I would encourage Commons to add a clarification on Greenbelt and Greybelt. I think there are lots of people that don't understand the difference. So it's about the communications which needs to add a clarification. And this is that people can understand the differences." So it's over to you now.